The counting of votes gets underway this morning in the Dublin Bay South by-election. Turnout looks to have been higher than anticipated after an initial slow start to voting yesterday. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane.
The ballot boxes will be opened at 9 a.m. and a result should be known later this evening. This ultimately looks set to be a contest between Fine Gael's James Gagan and Labour's Ivana Bacic, although Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan is expected to command a significant share of the first preference vote too. The Fine Gael candidate is likely to top the poll as the party seeks to retain the seat vacated by the former Minister for Housing, Owen Murphy. As is most often the case, though, in the PRSTV voting system, it is transfers that will decide the outcome. Therefore, just where the Green Party's vote transfers to could have a major bearing on the final result.
The British government has challenged a €47.5 billion divorce bill for leaving the European Union. The figure contained in the EU's budget accounts for 2020 covers the UK's liabilities for spending commitments made by Brussels up to the end of the Brexit transition period on the 31st of December last. However, UK Treasury officials have said the figure should be lower. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
When the negotiations governing Britain's divorce from the EU began in June 2017, the EU insisted three issues would have to be settled first. They were the Irish border, citizens' rights, and the financial settlement, in other words, what Britain owed the EU on account of its past membership obligations. The idea of a divorce bill running into tens of billions of euro enraged Eurosceptics. The then Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said the EU could, quote, go whistle if it expected the UK to pay up. Other Brexiteers said the UK should only pay the bill if it was granted a free trade agreement. Despite this, UK officials predicted the bill would be between £35 and £39 billion. According to the EU's consolidated budget accounts for 2020, the bill is €47.5 billion, nearly £41 billion. The money is due for spending commitments and contracts the EU entered into right up until December 31st. Treasury officials have told the Financial Times that these figures are estimates and subject to change. Ireland's member on the European Court of Auditors, Tony Murphy, has said that while the sums are provisional, the court's audit is complete and is not expected to change. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The government is continuing to work on legislation to allow people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to eat and drink inside restaurants and bars. A bill to amend the Public Health Act is set to go before the Dáil and Seanad next week. It's understood that the 26th of July rather than the 19th is viewed as a more realistic date to reopen indoor hospitality under the new system. On this programme, Pádraig Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, said its membership hoped the earlier opening date might still be feasible, but there were still many issues to be ironed out.
There are so many anomalies and contradictions and basically areas that publicans are going to have to look at in detail to know, can I let this individual in or not? That it's we said at the very beginning it was unworkable. It's less unworkable now, but it's still very complicated.
Pfizer and BioNTech have announced that they're to seek regulatory approval for a third dose of their COVID-19 vaccine. The company said that based on drop-offs in efficacy seen in Israel after 6 months, they believe a third dose may be needed within 6 to 12 months after full vaccination. It said that initial trial data show that a third jab pushed antibody levels 5 to 10 times higher compared to the first two doses and performs just as well against the highly transmissible Delta variant. Out of caution, the company said they're also developing a Delta-specific vaccine. They anticipate clinical studies will begin next month. The Dáil has passed the Affordable Housing Bill with 101 votes in favour to 8 against. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien said the bill will empower local authorities to build, acquire and make available homes at prices which are below open market levels. Despite opposition criticism of the government's shared equity scheme, the minister said it would bridge the gap between the market value of a home and what an individual or couple can afford. A state of emergency has been declared in Haiti following the assassination on Wednesday of the country's president, Jovenel Moïse. The Haitian security forces say the attack was orchestrated by a 28-strong unit of mainly Colombian former soldiers. 17 suspected mercenaries were paraded before journalists last night, along with Colombian passports, assault rifles and communications equipment. The chief of police, Leon Charles, said three others had been killed and eight remained on the run. He said the authorities were still investigating who had planned the assassination.
We already have the physical perpetrators in hand, and we're looking for the intellectual perpetrators. It's the job of the police to bring the accomplices to justice so that the presidential family and the country find justice.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Mostly cloudy in southern counties today, with showery outbreaks of rain spreading northwards over Munster. Elsewhere across the country, there'll be long dry periods with a mix of bright spells and scattered showers. Highest temperatures 16 to 20 degrees.